He obviously wasn't on the radar because he was a Dundalk player, and I fully expected him to remain there. But Dundee United had called him, and from that kind of announcement on Friday night, then we had the act, and we had the act quickly. And there's been a fair bit of hard work gone into it, conversations, and unbelievably. He's a very, very impressive fella, and when we met him, we wanted him even more, so we're delighted that he's here.
He even says that you went over to meet him, and really that was a big thing. Like, that says it all too, what you wanted him.
I think it was important because we knew that if he was going to come here, that his family needed to be convinced on it, and so that was a big part of it. We went over and met him and his wife, and suppose reassured them of what it's like here, and how we can help and make them settle and make them feel at home, and that was really important, because if he's not happy in his family life, then the rest follows and it can become difficult. So it was important that we went over and tried to convince him that this was the right place, and the city and the area and schools, all them things have to be taken into consideration, and it's a huge commitment from Mark and his wife that they're going to, I don't know how soon, but they will move as a family, and it's an unbelievable commitment to be able to do that.
And it is a case, 2.5 year deal, he sees the ambitions of what the club want to do, and you see in a player, okay, it might have been just 6 months with the doc, but you could see he's played a month, last month is it all.
He's been one of the top performers in that position in the league without a shadow of a doubt, and it's just his leadership and his drive, and he wants things, he sets standards, and when you speak to people who know him and have worked with him, then nothing but good stuff coming back. So Patrick's a real leader as well, but I felt we needed another one, and probably during that wee run where we went a few games without a win, probably crying out for someone like Mark, to be honest with you.
Is it a case now, obviously, cup tie Saturday, it's a big game, you know yourself, the cup's big for everybody, but there it seems to be a wee bit special.
It is special, and if you can manage, we'll not talk about the Aviva just yet, but Derry empties out when they reach the cup final, and that has to be the ambition. We have to look to go deep in the competition. That wasn't the main priority last year. We have to admit, don't get me wrong, we wanted to go deep, but it wasn't the main priority. Probably qualification through the league looked more likely than winning the cup at one point, so we went after it, and that's not making an excuse, but we had to prioritise, but this year I think we have the group, we have a bit of depth now in key areas, and why not be ambitious and go and try and win it.
Obviously, potential banana skin, everybody's going to say non-league team coming up here, they've done, they lose, pressure's on you.
That's it, and it's a no-win situation, I think, but if we perform our capabilities, then we should go through the tie, but it's not always like that. I remember as a player here, Bluebell, went to a replay against Bluebell, and I think we only won that late on, the replay as well. So if you take anyone lightly and you don't approach the game with the right mindset and attitude, then you can get done. But I don't think we have the group that'll let that happen.